Welcome back to another exciting episode of Social Media Currency. Today we're going to talk about Facebook. Did you know that Facebook in the second quarter of 2018 has over 2.23 billion active monthly users? What are you doing to engage that audience? And by the way, 2.23 billion users sounds absolutely amazing. But let me ask you this though. How is Facebook working for you? Are you able to engage those 2.23 potential billion users that could turn into leads, clients, income for your business? And the obvious answer is no. So the question is, what are you doing on Facebook? Do you have a specific strategy on Facebook? Are you posting? Are you posting on a regular basis? What do you post to engage your audience? Are you using Facebook to generate leads? Are you using Facebook to simply stay in touch with your existing clients? Are you using Facebook to generate leads that will lead into that individual becoming a potential client that will buy a product or service from you that will put income into your bank account? You know, Facebook could be used in many, many ways, and I'm just touching the surface of Facebook right now. You may have a Facebook fan page. You may have a Facebook group. You may have an event where you have a Facebook event page that helps you invite people to a free or a paid event. Some of you may be running Facebook ads. We hear people say organic traffic is the best. Well, if you have organic traffic coming to your business through Facebook and you don't need to advertise, that is absolutely amazing. However, don't ever underestimate the power of a Facebook ad campaign. You see, when people say I'm not making money running ads on Facebook, really what they're trying to say is I have no conversion. I don't know how to convert my ads, my leads into income. Let me give you an example. You hear individuals say for every dollar you spent on ads, you should make $3 or $4. Or you hear individuals who are saying, for every dollar I'm spending on ads on Facebook, I'm actually making $12, $13, or $14. You see, for every dollar you spend, if you're making $3 or $4, you'd be spending money on Facebook ads all day long. However, on the reverse, if you're spending $4 on Facebook ads and you're only making $1, it doesn't take any genius to realize that you can't keep on losing money. If you do, it won't be long before you're out of business. And so one of the things that I absolutely love about Facebook is the fact that Facebook is free. Now, let's qualify the word free for a minute. Yes, there's no monthly fee or cost for you to be on Facebook. But do keep in mind that time is money. Time is money, would you agree? So the time you spent on Facebook, you could be doing something else. And let's say if you're worth $100 an hour, every hour you're on Facebook, it's costing you money, 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 money. And if you're worth $500 an hour, every time you're on Facebook, it's costing you money. So one of the things I absolutely love about Facebook are Facebook Lives. If you have not taken advantage of Facebook Lives, you know, Google it, Google YouTube, Google Facebook Lives on or go to YouTube and watch video from individuals who are using Facebook Lives to build and grow their business. I love Facebook Lives because similar to a podcast where I'm sharing information with you on audio, you can actually share information to your Facebook group, to your Facebook friends, to your Facebook clients live and in person. See, some people are visual. Would you agree with that? When they can see you, you can build more rapport. You can build more trust. And we've all heard the expression, if they like you and trust you, they are going to buy from you. This is absolutely true because I've seen it in my own business and I've seen it in the business of my clients. But we have gone live on Facebook. We have consistently gone live on Facebook with a consistent messaging where we've actually seen clients from Facebook Live either opt into something we're giving away for free. For example, an ebook or a PDF. Or directing them to a free webinar or a free local event. And we've also seen where we use Facebook as a result of creating influence where they have actually reached into their pockets, taken out their credit cards, and actually purchased a product or service from us or from one of our clients. So folks, once again, I want to thank you for listening to Social Media Currency. My name is Gordon So. I am your host of Social Media Currency. I hope these simple little ideas about Facebook Live will inspire you to look further into how can you use Facebook Lives to build and grow your business. And in a future episode, we will dive more into details on the science and the steps on how do you use Facebook Live to create more influence, more income, and more impact.